Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
In Gift Grub this morning, we can go live to London right now, where I think the leader of the Reform Party, Nigel Farage, is standing by this morning. Good morning to you, Nigel, and I suppose we have to say tip of the hat and congratulations to England, Nigel.
Jesus. Good evening, Ray and JP. Oh, should I say good morning? The festivities are still going on here in the Goat and Bucket in Essex. Two pints of Bishop's Finger there, Gov. Ray, what a night for England. What a night. And your ocular nerves are absolutely shagarooned. And I know, Ray, that everybody in the British Isles, including our Irish friends in the colonies, will celebrate the victory of England. Rule Britannia. Harry Kane, bang. Ollie Watkins, bang, and the dirt is gone. Yeah. I did say it, Ray. Mark my words. When England are out of Europe, England will win in Europe. Bob's your uncle. How's your father? Trouble and strife. Now let's wipe out the Spanish Armada.
Absolutely insufferable. thank you, Nigel Farage there. Thanks. Fine. We've got Eamon Dunphy and John Giles should be on the line as well this morning. Let's go over there. Eamon and John, good morning. Hello, Eamon should be there actually first. Eamon, England through to the...
Good morning, Ray.
How are you? You're sounding a little bit more circumspect. England through to the final. What's your take on proceedings?
Well, I think in many ways it's a very sad day, Ray. On the same day that England got to the final of the Euros, Ireland get a new manager who nobody's ever heard of, who last managed Jamaica, and who works as a dentist, Ray. He works as a dentist. I mean, no wonder we took so long to get an appointment with the guy. I mean, it took ages. And whose name, I have it written down here. Myself and John were going over this guy, trying to Google him. And I have his name here. And his name, I have it written down phonetically here. His name is All Grim Son. And that's how I feel today, Ray. All Grim Son. It's painful.
Well, thanks for that contribution. I was hoping maybe that you might be a little bit more upbeat about it, but you're...
No.
Okay. Will you be watching England in the final? I mean, it's an exciting time for football with the Euro. Will you be watching England?
No, I don't think I could bear being anywhere near England or anybody from England if England win on Sunday, Ray. So myself and John, we've made quite a serious decision. We've decided to uproot and we're leaving the country and we're going to start a new life somewhere else. We're going to live somewhere else, right?
Okay, where are you going to... that's a big decision. Where are you going to go and live?
Well, John and myself are going to live in the Arctic Circle. We found a nice igloo on Airbnb. The Eskimos are nice people. They're good people. The Eskimos are great people. I like huskies. And John likes ice, especially in his Bacardi and Coke. Isn't that right, John?
That's right, Eamon.
Yeah, he's here beside me on the couch.
Well, that's very good. Let's go. We've got... thanks so much, by the way, John and Eamon. Thanks a million. And John enjoying the ice this morning. Let's get an Irish perspective in England. He's out on the street of London at the moment, most likely sharing it on social media or in the mail on Sunday. Ryan Tuberty's over there with us. Ryan, good morning. What's the atmosphere like in London right now?
Yeah, good morning, Ray, from beautiful, gorgeous, curious London town. All right, mate, I'm here in England. I'm here in my England shirt, three lions emblazoned curiously and gorgeously across my svelte chest with a Union Jack top hat on in the middle of Mayfair, taking the King's shilling, so when in Rome. Coming up on the show this morning, I'll be talking to Harry Kane about his favourite book. We'll be talking to Gareth Southgate about JFK and the grassy knoll, and I'll be discussing history with England's fattest football fan, Jimmy Five Bellies from Newcastle. I can't wait. That's all at 10. It's coming home.
Gift Grub. Listen live every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.